Scrolling through your Instagram feed, you may have seen pictures of people posing in dazzling mirror-covered rooms. Those pictures were taken inside of Japanese contemporary artist Yayoi Kusama's mega-popular Infinity Mirror Rooms. Today, the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston announced it will add the largest of these influential works to its permanent collection. WBUR Arts reporter Amelia Mason joins us now to talk about the significance of this acquisition. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Bob.
So first off, tell us what an Infinity Mirror Room is.
Well, the title kind of tells you everything you need to know. It actually is a room with mirrors all over it, floor, ceiling, walls, and they reflect off of each other to create this illusion of just endless space. This specific one, it's called Love is Calling, and it actually has sculptures, inflatable sculptures. They look kind of like tentacles. They're lit up. They glow. There's the soundtrack of the artist reciting a poem. These rooms are really popular on social media for obvious reasons. Here's ICA director Jill Medvedow describing what it's like to be inside one of them.
This notion of endless replication, whether it's the polka dot patterns in our Infinity Room or the blinking lights in some of her other Infinity Rooms, they all kind of obliterate the self in one way.
These ideas of self-obliteration and infinity are really at the heart of Kusama's work. It's pretty trippy to go inside one of these rooms.
You know, I've actually been inside one of these rooms, not one of hers, and this one had an Egyptian motif. It's very wild and kind of disorienting. This must be a pretty big deal for the ICA.
It is, and the ICA has only actually had its permanent collection since 2006. It's not even that big yet. And there are only 20 of these Infinity Rooms in existence compared to Kusama's, like, very prolific output otherwise. The ICA wouldn't tell me how much they paid for it, but the Art Museum of Ontario recently acquired one for $2 million Canadian dollars.
So tell us more about the artist Yayoi Kusama.
Sure, yeah. She's Japanese. She's 89 years old, and she's one of the top-selling contemporary artists in the world. She regularly ranks up there in the top 10. These Infinity Rooms are probably her most popular work. She's a very influential figure in pop art, in minimalism, in performance art, and she was really way ahead of her time. In a sense, you know, she always had this sense of spectacle long before social media made it possible to, you know, broadcast something like an Infinity Room to the rest of the world.
Well, if that's the case, Amelia, why haven't more people heard about her?
Yeah, some people would say it's if she were a white man instead of a Japanese woman, she'd be as famous as, like, Andy Warhol. And she actually came to New York in the late 50s. She was very active in that avant-garde movement, rubbed shoulders with pop art luminaries like Warhol, Klaus Oldenburg, who she says actually stole ideas from her. But she was really never as successful as those guys, and she ended up returning to Japan. Right now, she's undergoing kind of a revival in recent years, you know, with the success of her work on Instagram. But Medvedow told me, you know, it's still a struggle for women artists to ascend to the heights of someone like Warhol, for example.
It is a lot harder for a woman to achieve the same kind of place in museums or in the market or in terms of the scholarship and recognition. So it is very exciting for us.
So in a way, the ICA is really helping shore up Kusama's legacy with this acquisition.
So bottom line, so to speak here, when will we be able to go see this new Infinity Mirror Room at the ICA?
Well, it's set to debut next fall, and I expect it'll be really packed.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. I sure can't wait. Amelia Mason, thanks a lot.
Thank you.